Hello guys, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, but overall my life is still crappy like before. This episode is the seventh episode. I'm gonna call it health literacy. I'm not gonna tell you why. You have to listen, okay? So, here's first statement. I hate healthy stuffs. I don't exercise. I'm a fat ass bitch. I don't jog, I don't do yoga, I don't go to the gym. But comparing to what the media are selling you right now, I am the opposite. I mean, look at the a brand like Lululemon selling what do you call that, like athleisure clothes. Fuck athleisure. I hate athleisure. People dressing athleisure are idiots. Is that your style, athleisure? Oh my god, don't listen to my podcast. Do something else. Go exercise, you asshole. No athleisure allowed. If you're my friend, if you're one of my friends and your style is athleisure, let's just break up our friendship. You are tricked by business. You know what? Exercising doesn't make you live longer. You know, you have a shitty husband, you have a shitty partner. If you're gay, you are gonna die if you upset them. And if they are psycho, or if they, you know, you can die from so many things. So you don't want to, you know, keeping fit and be healthy all the time, because all the food they're making you eat, you can die from that. You can die from that. That's why they put the label on, like, organic and shit, so they are trying to shit you. And I shit you not that they are trying to shit you. You're gonna die anyway. Why being healthy? Just eat shit and die. It's not like if you exercise and your dead body isn't gonna rot. You're gonna rot. Fuck you. If you exercise so much, fuck you. South Korea. Lately, South Korea is acting like a bitch. Because they, people and the business and the company and the companies are promoting their dancing shit, like athleisure, Asian athleisure. And it's funny. Cause that's a hypocrite shit. Why promoting healthy image of your people eating kimchi? You guys always get a nose job, and that's not healthy. You don't want to put a chemical substance like weird shit, a little bit poisonous, but you put a silicone stick in your nose? Oh, that makes sense. Oh, I totally understand it. Hypocrite. AKA, that's sarcasm. FYI, fuck you. Fuck you, South Koreans. There's a joke. I make a joke about this. An Indian lady and a South Korean lady walk into a gym, and the gym floor is slippery, and an Indian lady falls down. Oh, she was reaching out for something to grab on. And later, a South Korean lady passed by the slippery floor, and she was about to fall down. And she doesn't reach for something to grab on. She fucking grabs her shin and protect it, because she's just got a shin job. Everybody is okay with their shin, except South Koreans. No offended, but big offensive talk here. Not just a little, big one. We don't talk about North Korean though, because they're busy getting up early in the morning, marching and doing salutes. So, yeah, South Koreans are never proud of their face. How can I say that? Do I have any proofs? Absolutely, hell yeah. When you wanna know any country's problem, read their fucking cartoons. American cartoon, their problems, what, you know, shit they talk about, involved weeds, drugs, gangster culture, Japanese cartoon, anti-social people, and oversized tits. South Korean, you know, you have a this manhwa, they call manga manhwa. So the title of this manhwa is Lookism. So, South Koreans, they petition plastic surgery god. Shit. So South Korean people, their problem is people wanna look the same. Bitch, that shouldn't be a problem. People start to look at each other's imperfection on face and body, and, you know, a South Korean lady friend would like say to me, "Hey, you might wanna add a layer to your eyes that will make you look perfect." That sounds like Japanese. Some of my South Korean male friends will say, "Hey, lose the weight, you look perfect." And I'll be like, "Hey, put a dildo in your mouth, you look perfect." And if that's too expensive, you can just shut up, South Koreans. Shut up. South Koreans have this weird image of a guy, probably the only country on a planet Earth, a guy has to get like so many plastic surgery jobs done on his face and body to be handsome. And I don't fuck people like that. I don't fuck people like that. And they don't want to fuck me either, South Koreans. South Korean guys, they physically can't, you know, smallest dick on earth. there's another mean stuff to say to South Koreans, Asians, Japanese, and molester. You know, you want to offend some molesters, you say you'd like give a comment on the size of their dicks. So, for example, on a train you feel like there's this tiny dickity dick caressing you from behind. You go, hey, whose pinky is this? Whose pinky is this? Off my back right now. And the molester, after hearing those words, will shed his tears and slowly fade into darkness. So, here's a real problem. South Korean guys, don't worry about your shin. Get your dick extended. Get your fucking dick extended. There's some way to spend the money, you know. Or you could try using your nose, since you have it done so long. Longer than your dick, man. Your nose is bigger than your dick now. So, South Koreans, dancers. South Korean people dance. Dance, dancing and living, dance it up, dance it out. And like I said before, no. It would be an epic moment to see a South Korean who's just got her nose and shin job and she dances. She is dancing and then she falls down and, you know. Haha. Have to go to a surgeon again to get my nose fixed and things like that. Stupid. Stupid. People, stupid. Embrace your beauty. I'm talking real shit here. Embrace your beauty. If your shin is big, accept it. It's so beautiful. Make it look like, you know, you can, you know, make it pretty. Buy what you have. Like, you can, you know, you have so many cheap makeups selling on the market. Try that shit. You know, don't get any jobs done on your face or body. Seriously, I don't like that. Please. And I don't fuck people who, you know, who has some jobs done on their face. Especially those with, you know, South Korean nationality. People got tricked by business. People got pimped by business. Business are gangster motherfuckers. And you know, sometimes, you know, illiterate people are also health illiterate people. So you don't know how to read or write, but you also don't know how to take care of yourself. And not to mention elite people, like rich people, have this weird thought about, you know, weird ideas about beauty and shit, and you're rich and you're stupid and you look funnier than me. You know, health illiterate. I have no idea if this is the right word to, you know, to call people, but if not, fuck it. I'm giving it a new meaning. Who cares? I'm giving it a new meaning. So, the first groups of health illiterate people I know is my family. My family, besides being dysfunctional, every member except me and my brother is health illiterate. My dad would, when I get sick, my dad say like, hey, go to the hospital, you know, get the what do you call that, the saline solution, like the salty water, you know, ask the nurse to get you a salty water and just inject it in your body and you'll be fine. And I was like, dad, I'll be not fine, I'll be fucked. Why do you want me to? You don't even know what I'm having. Is it a cold or a diarrhea or what? Or, you know, a flu or what? You just want to solve all problems, my health problems, with that salty water, the saline solution. And my mom is a big ass bitch, health illiterate ass bitch. So my mom, not just herself, but she is so easily influenced by other people. Like, for example, she will have those friends, like weird friends. We'll get to her friends before we'll get to her. My mom's friend, and she has this one friend, her name is Aunt Petunia. So Aunt Petunia, she graduated like junior high school, and she that level of education back then doesn't help her at all, because she's so stupid. She's like, I can't accept the way she take care of herself when, you know, she got into really, really wide range of network business. Like they will like some food supplement companies will get to you and brainwash you, and then you will have to, you know, spread the word to other people. Like, so you will sell some what they call that in the plant, chlorophyll. So it's basically this drink mix, you know, you mix it with water and drink it. This green drinks make shit is extracted from, nope, I said it wrong, is an extraction powder from some marshmallow plants, I don't know, but it tastes like algae. So basically you might be deceived by the business chain, and they trick you to drink algae drink mix and some Alaskan berries. I am so sweet, not delicious at all. drink mix, like collagen drink mix, you know. So my aunt, my friend, my mom's friend, Aunt Petunia, she sells drink mix for a living, and she thinks that her drink mix is so miraculous, like it can cure every disease, every fucking sickness. And when she injured her leg, like her leg, one of her legs, and she was sprinkled the drink mix on her wound. That's my mom's friend. And my mom would buy some new brand of drink mix every single month, like Alaskan berries drink mix, Alaskan tuna drink mix, Alaskan whale drink mix, Alaskan butch people drink mix, extracted from Alaskan butch people's hair and pube hairs. Oh shit. Yeah. And my mom would believe in every single word the ads, the drink mix ads say. So she would drink it and she would think that, oh, the drink mix keep my kids and my family away from any sicknesses. And that's not right. So sometimes I have a conversation with her, and I am glad at one point that she just drink the shit. She doesn't sprinkle the drink mix on her wound. So we have a talk about Aunt Petunia. I said this, Mom, I think Aunt Petunia should get her head checked out. People like that, like Aunt Petunia, people like that are not crazy, but she's just a fucking health illiterate. So don't be. So if you're not sure, you know, what to put in your body, don't put anything in your body except some normal food, like you can eat McDonald's burger, but please just don't sprinkle a drink mix on your wound. I beg you. Yeah. So my mom would order some drink mix every month, and new shit every month, new drink mix. And I have two sisters, oldest and older, and my older brother. So I have three siblings. My mom and dad have four kids, and I'm the Benjamin of the family. So I don't do shit. Is, you know, some people might, you know, hey Nate, why do you have to, you know, you sit all day at home when you don't do shit. That's my advantage, bitch. You go to a business meeting which trick you to buy a drink mix, and I prefer to not go anywhere and sit at home. And yeah. So me and my brother, fine. We don't do shit, so we're fine. And my older sister is also a health illiterate. My older sister, Diane, her name is Diane, you know, that like Diana, but Diane. So she's married, she has a daughter, and she was a nurse who quit her job to run her family business. And it was fucking hilarious that she got a bachelor degree in being a nurse, and she is a health illiterate. So how do I know that? She would you know, she would do a lot of stuffs that are not good for, you know, people to do it. She learned that in school, but she will do it anyway. For example, mucus on my, you know, nose. Sorry for that. So she would pick on her pimples and acne, and she really likes to mess with people's like old wound, and she would like pick it and just tear it off of the bottom of my skin and shit. I would not say that she's that health illiterate, but she is a sadist. And she would, you know, she would buy some collagen shit on the internet, like some food supplement pills, and she would take those pills, and she would feel so magical about herself. That's what I hate about her. Like, shit. For one time, I tried those two, and it didn't work for me. But you know, she would take those food supplements, and she would feel really good, and she would continue taking them. So it's basically some pills, some medicine, or some shit, some treatments, you know, is they are based on your belief and, you know, feeling magical, like, oh, it helps, but in fact it doesn't do shit, and you just got pimped, and you just waste your money, a lot of money, on food supplements. So my mom and my older sister Diane, food supplement and drink mix, and my older sister, her name is Mindy, that's not her real name, either it's Diane or Nate Ann, so nothing is real here. So my older sister Mindy, she is getting her doctorate, and she has no job, and she is another health illiterate. She doesn't like to eat pork, and she doesn't like to eat carbohydrate, but she likes sweet stuff. She likes desserts, and she really, really likes to, you know, she consumes a lot of sugary products, and I hate this, because her body, she's not fat or anything, but she has these weird fat kind of way, arms and legs, like her arms and legs, they feel like old people, like senior citizens' arm and leg, and she is always she's always on her diet sheet. She does not eat much of a meal, but a lot of dessert. And she's always said like, "Hey, I don't eat carbohydrate." And I'll say, "Shit, you are getting your doctoral degree, and you have no idea that sugar, any fucking kind of sugar, is carbohydrate too. Fuck you. I hate her. I don't like my family, and I believe that 99.99% of people feel the same way." And that is long. That is the longest episode ever made. I mean, for now. Some other episode might be longer, but so far, this is the longest episode. So, yeah, let's just end it here. Thank you for listening. I am having a cold right now, so I might sound a little bit odd. And please just press subscribe button. Just press it. Press. Thank you. Thank you, people. Thank you.